Welcome to Million Dollar Spirit Business, the show where we take super profitable online business strategy and get it into the hands of the most heart-centered people like you who are creating mission-driven organizations and soul-inspired empires. I'm your host, Elena Ray. I'm a seven-figure business coach who bridges the worlds of the masculine business strategy that quantum leaps your bottom line and the feminine energetics that allow you to feel good as you do it. I live in Bali and have traveled the world running my online business since 2015. I left Wall Street and the corporate world back then and never looked back. And although I run a million-dollar business today doing what I love, it was a wild, windy road for me to get here. I'd love for the journey to be more abundant, easeful, fun, and straightforward for you. Every week, I'll be coaching one lucky entrepreneur on one particular challenge they're having inside their business. My desire is for you to have a front row seat to a real life mini transformation and to get clear, tangible takeaways that you can apply to problem solving and scaling your own business. Get out something to write with and let's dive into today's session. This episode has a curveball in it. It's so fun. Just wait till you tune in. Denise comes with a messaging question. And initially, I thought we were going to talk about how to create a really differentiated group program as she's expanding past her one-to-one coaching and launching her six-month mastermind for the first time. And it just goes in a totally different direction. So buckle up, enjoy the episode. Welcome, Denise. I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah. So before we get into the laser coaching today, why don't you just share with our listeners a little bit about you and your business so they know a little background?
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So I'm a business coach for soulful entrepreneurs. So I help a lot of full-time working entrepreneurs who want to go full-time in their business, start and scale their business so they can move out of their full-time job and into their coaching business. I have yoga teachers, I have Reiki practitioners. So anyone who really would define and kind of, I would say define themselves as a soulful entrepreneur. And absolutely love what I do. I love my clients. And yeah, that's what I'm all about.
Cool. I love that. It's so rewarding to help people quit their job and really step into doing this line of work full time if that's their desire. So amazing. What can I support you with on today's episode?
Okay. So my goal for this year was to launch my first group program. And I'm pretty clear on my niche. I know who I help, but I think that I'm a little wobbly, maybe a little fuzzy on where I want certain people to be, like in their journey for specific offers now. So my one-to-one practice has really just been, it really didn't matter necessarily where your business was. If you had the desire to start and scale it, if you wanted to leave your full-time job and like, you know, you just needed some of that structure to help you, you know, actually make that a reality. But what I'm finding now is like my one-on-one is I have people kind of at all these various, you know, points in their journey. So my goal, this is just kind of where my thought was and what I would love some coaching on is adding this offer and getting much clearer on who my offers are for. Because right now it's been, you know, if we felt like we were a match and I felt like my offer could help you. And I took people who were at the very beginning phase, like no business at all, to people who've been trying to grow their business for a couple months, all the way to people who've, you know, they've had consistent revenue every month and they were looking to scale. And I really want to clean that up a little bit so that in my messaging, I'm very clear and I'm attracting, you know, the right people who really are a perfect fit for my offer. So the two offers that I will have is my one-on-one and then my group offer, which right now the name that I've been playing around with is Soulful Six Figure Foundations. And that'll be my mastermind, my group offer that I'd love to launch in October. And I think where I'm getting a little bit wobbly around and would love some coaching on is the messaging piece behind like cleaning up the two offers. So they're very distinct and like just delicious offers. So if you're looking at my stuff and you're consuming my content, it's very clear like, oh, I want to work with her one-on-one, or it's very clear like, oh, she has this like perfect group program for me.
All right. Great. I love that because like you say, with private coaching and some people listening might also be kind of in that transition of opening up a new group program or scaling through groups.
And this is like some of the biggest mistakes that I see with group programs are that coaches will create the exact same version of their one-on-one, just smaller, cheaper, and even faster. And people get really overwhelmed and underserved in group programs. And then there's no ascension into the next offer. So I love that you're thinking about all of this. I can tell that you've watched my trainings and that you're, you know, thinking about the pre-qualifications also that will help set someone up to really succeed in that group program. Because another mistake that people make is just going really broad and trying to like help people build a whole business in 3 months in a group setting, which is just not reasonable or feasible. We actually, you know, my recommendation is to keep group programs very narrow and very focused on one specific thing. So one way to look at, and actually, before I give you, I'll give you a few structures and things that come to mind for me, given that, you know, what I'm understanding about your business. But tell me then how you would distinguish between these two offers as they stand right now.
So right now, my thought was along the lines of my mastermind is, I think it's very clear, six-figure foundations. So you will learn the foundations of growing your business to six figures. And I put like in, you know, parentheses here, like I want the spirit of my group program to be like a re-enrollment, like where, you know, because exactly what you were saying, and I was running into a little bit of that with my one-on-one clients. It's like, it's not feasible to grow a six-figure business. I mean, is it possible? Sure. 100% is totally possible that somebody could do it. But is that the expectation I want to set? Is that you're going to have a six-figure business in 6 months? No, I want the spirit of my mastermind to be along the lines of like, you're going to learn everything that you need, but then you can implement and then re-enroll to continue with that support. And I really want the spirit of the work that I do to be very much this like warm, inviting container where people understand like, yes, I'm going to go into this container. I'm going to learn everything that I need, but I'm also not going to be in a rush. And because I also kind of see that a little bit with some of my one-on-one people. And I think this has a lot to do with my messaging, like really cleaning that up and being like crystal clear. So that's kind of the spirit of the soulful six-figure, you know, foundations. Could somebody come in there not having a business yet? I mean, I guess that's not a problem, but I don't necessarily want people coming if it's, you know, this is for you, this is not for you kind of thing. You should know who your niche is. Like you should know like your modality. Like we're not going to figure out whether or not you're going to be teaching yoga to people and using that as your modality, or, you know, are you working with people who are, you know, relationships, or come in, know exactly what you want to do. I'll help you create it. And then my one-on-one offer, I feel like would be the ascension offer for the people who want a little bit more of that one-on-one support. They're ready for it. That's kind of been my, you know, beyond the six figures would be my one-on-one offer. So that also the messaging for that would also change for me.
Mm-hmm. It sounds really clear. So what's feeling unclear for you then?
I think the being very clear in terms of attracting the right people for each container. I think because I was, you know, oh, I'll help everybody. I definitely had that going on at the beginning of my business. And I can start to see how like there are really certain, I don't want to say personality traits, but just certain places somebody would be in their journey that would make them a really good fit for the work that I do. And I haven't quite figured out how to articulate the expectation on their end, how to also set the, I don't know if it's the expectation of like re-enrollment, like this idea that it's a process, it's a journey, like we don't need to be in a rush and there's an invitation to continue doing the work. I know that's been super helpful for me at least. So that's something I love, you know, it's just the philosophy that I have. And just separating out these two offers and getting really clear on like who's a good fit for what. That doesn't seem clear when I go ahead and, you know, create the outward facing message of it.
Okay. So where are you running into a road? Because everything you're explaining to me, I'm like, it's really clear those two offers and what the message is. So where are you running into roadblocks where you don't feel like it's being received, or how can I help you with that?
I would love for the six-figure foundations mastermind to be, I think where my brain is kind of going is I've had some people where, and this I'm going to take responsibility, where maybe the expectation was that they would have like a six-figure business in 6 months. And there's a lot of, I don't know if it's along the lines of like this disappointment, like they're disappointed. And so I know that that's part of the journey. Like, we're entrepreneurs. There's going to be moments where they're going to be, you know, struggle and it's going to be hard, but I want to be really clear on how to set the expectation that this is a process. And yes, the mastermind is called Six Figure Foundations. And yes, the mastermind will be 6 months, but that the expectation is this is like a lifelong return on investment kind of thing.
Right. Okay. Okay. I get it. So what you're asking about is actually not a messaging issue, and it's not a matter of offer differentiation. This is a sales process tweak.
Oh, okay.
This is just where, like, when and where are you going to vet these people in your sales process and challenge them, challenge your candidate. I'm curious if your discovery calls have been along the lines of like, yeah, what are your desires? What are your problems? Oh yeah. Like, you know, I definitely can help you with that. Here's how the offer works. Do you want to join or not? Which is kind of how we learn sales at the very beginning. But as you start to evolve your business and the direction you're going, your sales process challenges people. It's actually like, you know, how are you going to show up when it's difficult? What are your expectations around this container? Are you expecting overnight results? How are you going to show up for the container? How are you going to show up for yourself when you're having a low month? Who are you then? Those are the type of questions I would be asking. And then those are the type of, you know, tweaks in, you know, perhaps the emails you're sending to people before they get on a discovery call with you, the type of, you know, information that we could talk about this a little bit, the type of information they're being prepped with before they meet you, so that there's a context of, you know, this is not a magic pill. And we want to make sure that we've got people in this container who are really grounded in what it's going to take and are really resilient and are really, like you say, here for the journey and the process and are not in a rush and are also striving for non-financial outcomes from their business. I know as business coaches, and I talk shamelessly about money targets, that can attract people who are just focused on that. And so it would be interesting to also look at your testimonials and your other marketing materials as far as how are you counterbalancing, like, yes, these financial outcomes are possible. And here's like what that brings you. And here's the deeper meaning of running this kind of business at this level. That was kind of a riff. What lands from what I just shared?
Everything. For sure. Okay. So the biggest thing that lands is like, I haven't necessarily evolved my sales process to challenge people. I've never even thought to do that, to be honest with you. And I can totally see that if I was on a call with somebody and I asked them those questions that I've seen in some of my clients in the past along the lines of, you know, okay, if you don't have a consult for 6 weeks, what are you going to make that mean? And kind of start from that place with some people.
Yeah, beautiful. Because as I'm listening, I'm like, wait, this just isn't computing, because you're very clear. The message is clear. And so it's about, you know, the next level of actually, you know, I think your marketing is pretty on point. It's once people have been attracted to that marketing, what's that next level of refinement that takes place? Because at the beginning, we are more open. It's like, great, I know I can help you. And yeah, we can customize that a little bit. And we're just a little bit more open to different types of people, but now you're raising the bar for yourself and for your business, and they've got to rise with you. And you've all got to be on the same page. The other thing I would say is definitely looking at your onboarding process for this type of a group program. Well, I'll just start there. Like, how are you bringing people into the program and contextualizing the very beginning of their journey and like what they can expect from the container, what kind of results you celebrate, what kind of results they're going to be looking for as they go through the mastermind?
So my thought along the lines was that their foundation right now seems like, for a lot of my clients, it's kind of like overwhelming. There's a lot of information out there. So essentially the expectation is like, we're just going to turn down all the noise and you'll have a very clear process to follow. That's going to set the foundation for your business so that, you know, it doesn't matter where you are starting from, you're going to have a solid foundation and it's simple. That's like kind of one of the things that I really want the spirit of this mastermind to be. It's like, we're just simplifying everything. We're going to take out all the noise so that you know exactly what to do and when to do it and basically how to do it. And then the expectation would be that, you know, you'll start to, you know, basically becoming the authority in your own business. So a lot of, you know, the noise of like, do I follow this thing or that thing? It's all turned down and you learn how to be, you know, basically the sole decision maker in your business rather than abdicating any of that responsibility out to other programs and courses and things like that. But And then knowing how to do that on repeat. So getting those first few clients, making those first few, you know, 2K, 5K months, and then being able to do that on repeat.
Okay. Yes. I love that. Your messaging is really clear. What I wanted to investigate a little further was once someone has said yes and signed the contract, what do they receive from that point until the first call as far as like preparation or just literally like how to use the program?
Okay. So I have a document that's like how to get the most out of the program. And it's basically just some of the things that some of my more successful clients have been doing, things that I do that have been really invaluable. So it's just a quick document that talks about, you know, what self-coaching is and how to start really thinking about how are they currently thinking about their own offer or their own niche. And with that document, I also have a couple of videos. So it's kind of like the, I would say like three, I think there's three videos in there, and it's along the lines of like a pre-container. I don't want to say it's motivation. It's somewhat motivation, but it's also how to think of yourself as a participant in the program. And I think the videos set the expectation pretty well. It's just some of what I've learned along the way. So, you know, here are all the things at your disposal, but it's still the responsibility for you to implement. And that's like one of my videos is about that responsibility of you as the participant versus like, what's my responsibility? Just some of those things.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I was going to say, if you don't have something like that, that's another way to just really get everyone. Because sometimes we expect to attract the ideal client. We expect that these people in the like perfect formation that they wish, you know, they would show up in just exist on their own somehow. And it's like a fault of our marketing if we don't capture them. And I think what's more true is that we create ideal clients through our marketing, actually being really, really good and really, you know, belief shifting posts and motivational posts and posts that call people up to their higher self and encourage them to behave and make moves at bigger levels. And then our sales process can challenge someone and really call forth their true nature and really allow space for, you know, what their fears and doubts are to be seen and moved through. And then our onboarding processes into programs really hold a container that again, get people into a certain mindset and energy to take, you know, to move through a program in a certain way. And then our programs are continuously reminding people of the expectations and of what's possible and knowing that it's going to be lots of ups and downs and how are they going to show up in the downs? That's what makes an entrepreneur. So I think that's a big misconception around the coaching industry in general is like, where are these ideal clients who exhibit all of these traits? It's like, well, as a coach and a leader, we help them to discover those traits and step into them more and more.
Yeah. Okay. I can see where that has been a gap in my own process in the past with my clients. It's like maybe turning them into the ideal client, maybe more intentionally and really highlighting that. And then I love this idea of like the next level of refinement of like vetting people, like where I get to kind of choose who gets to come into the container rather than just like taking everybody, and that being one way to do it is in the sales process of the challenging. And then, yeah. Okay. I can see that's like a gap for me.
Yeah. And eligibility requirements. I think you were touching on a lot of them where you were like, you want someone to come in with their niche. Do they have an offer or do they build the offer with you? And I could see something like this, you know, the offer development and market research and niching and then the back and forth that goes on at that stage is sort of like a separate container and a separate offer in a lot of cases, where this sounds like more of sales and marketing and business operations for people who have a niche and have an offer and that offer has been selling and they're looking to have it sell, you know, increased amounts, elevated income for that offer. So those would be the things of just getting really granular on, again, how do you vet and looking at the people who didn't get the level of results that they had hoped and you had hoped, and what did they not have coming into the container? A lot of the results our clients get are based on prior life experience and prior work that they've done that we have no control over other than to really vet for it and make sure as much as possible that everyone's coming in on the same page. So what else did you notice that you might add to the sales pre-qualification process?
Yeah, I think that probably having something along the lines of like, even before the call, having them do some like precursory work where maybe they're fleshing out a little bit about where they are coming from, their intention, like what their expectations, like just asking what their expectations are. Like, what do they think, you know, because I know what my expectations are, what I would love for their expectations to be, but sometimes those things get lost in translation. So ask, like, just maybe flat out asking them and then having that in front of me when they get on the call with me. So, you know, even if someone has an expectation that necessarily isn't mine, you know, we can either clarify that on the call and I can probably get a good feel whether or not they're coachable too, right? Are they going to be someone in the container that's going to really add to it, considering all the other people that I want to have in that container. So yeah, I think that's probably one of the biggest takeaways that I have is like doing this vetting piece. And I love this idea of it's like just the next level of refinement for my business.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really love what you just shared about having some pre-work for them before the discovery call. That's also kind of like the next level sales process. You could even ask some of your clients like, okay, you're at 2K months and you want to be at six figures running your business. What's your plan to get there? Come with your plan, you know, because sometimes, because I've coached on this level for a long time, clients will come in kind of like, well, that's what I want. I want you to give me all the answers. And they're expecting this huge quantum leap in their income, but they don't really have any idea of how to get there. So it's great to really stretch them and again, challenge them to come with a plan. And let's talk about if my program can support you in making that plan better, in multiplying, you know, the numbers in there, making it more efficient, making it more easeful. And I can also give you feedback as a business expert to tell you if I feel like your plan is reasonable and that I'm the best person to be the guide for you along that plan. That could be something, for instance, that it would be really interesting.
Yes, I love that idea because again, like setting that expectation, being really clear and letting them know like, hey, if you have 2K months right now and you want to be at six figures in 6 months, it's not necessarily, you know, feasible. And what's your plan? Like at kind of putting it back on them rather than them seeing me again, which is the goal of my mastermind is for them to really see themselves as the ultimate. It's the level of autonomy that you want to have in your business and not abdicate that responsibility out to somebody else. And I don't want them to do that with me as their coach either, or the container.
100%. So you're setting that tone right from the beginning of like, hey, you booked a discovery call with Denise. Here's your work to do before this call. And I'm going to ask you some hard questions on this call.
Yes. Okay. I love this shift. Like 100%. Like this has opened up a lot for me. Yes.
Great. And that's all it is. It's just like, I'm going to plant that seed for you and you're going to sit with it and the right ideas of how that sales process is going to elevate. And just this notion of, you know, you're really vetting them now. It's not just anyone can get inside this container and that you're going to get the right questions, the right tweaks, the right pre-work, the right challenges, the right onboarding. You know, if any onboarding needs to get a little bit more rigorous or even just the knowing, I think what was really helpful for me was knowing that, yes, I can onboard my clients and they go through this really, you know, clear process and they're going to forget because we're humans and we forget stuff. And so we'll be, you know, going through the container and they're forgetting and they're relapsing into old patterns or old ways. And it's like, I'm going to say it again and I'm going to say it again and I'm going to hold you to that. And we're going to come back to the standards and we're going to meet ourselves at the higher place again and again. I don't expect you to be perfect. Just like I hope you don't expect me to be perfect. I'm going to model being an imperfect coach for you this whole time. And it's going to be good enough to get you phenomenal results. And you're going to get to be an imperfect client who goes through their shit. And, you know, that's, I think sometimes the marketing and messaging stuff out there can make us feel like our clients kind of have to come in pre-made and pre-ready and pre-perfect. And they're not, they're people and it's messy. And we can be as clear as we can. And we are going to have to still hold really loving, unwavering, unconditional love for them going through their ups and downs. And that's kind of a separate topic. So we'll wrap up our conversation here today. Denise, thank you so much for being here and being open and vulnerable and sharing your, you know, about your programs and the elevation you're going through. So if people are listening and they're like, I like this woman, I want to find out more about her, where is the best place that they can reach you?
Yeah, I love showing up and connecting with others on Instagram. So it's at Denise Vernieri on Instagram. And yeah, that's where you can find me hanging out, doing trainings and, you know, just I love hanging out there.
Great. Thanks so much, Denise. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Okay. A few things I really loved about this episode that I want to highlight for you guys. The first one is I want you to pay attention to the way that Denise is thinking about her group program. It's really important. She's being very considerate of the fact that this is a group field and you want to have people who are coming in on the same page, who are pre-qualified, where there are very clear eligibility requirements to be in that container in order to get the most out of it. So that's something to be thinking about. Marketing and messaging is not just about calling in the right clients, but it's about letting people know if they're not a fit or they don't meet the requirements for what you're going to be covering inside the container. That's of really high service to everyone in it. The second thing that we go into is, as it turns out, we're dealing with a sales question here. We're dealing with the sales process of making sure that the right people are getting enrolled and they're on the same wavelength about what to expect from the program. So this is all done through the sales process. And I think a lot of coaches in general, especially newer coaches, will think, okay, the sales call is basically, and by the way, sales is everything that happens before the sales call. It's not just the call. That's like the very tiniest last piece. But if you do everything else right in your business and everything in the way that you show up and what marketing you're putting out and how you're speaking about your offer and the offer itself and the sequence and the journey that someone goes on from the time they become aware that you exist until they book that call is sales. It's all the sales process. And so what we're looking at is kind of this deepening of the understanding of that sales process is not just to like be as attractive as possible and call everybody in, but it's to really challenge people. It's really you as the coach holding a certain standard and saying, you've got to be here to be in my program. Do you match that? And you as a coach, not just trying to sell this person or enroll them into why they should join your program, but you're really taking a hard look at them and being like, do I want to take you on as a client? Does this work for me? Do you have the prerequisites? Do you meet this criteria? Do I feel like it's reasonable for you to achieve the things that you desire? A lot of coaches initially will just kind of go with the, oh yeah, the things you desire. Yep, we can work on that. And they're really open and just focus on enrolling the client. And it kind of flips on its head when you start to scale and create masterminds, group programs, higher level offerings in general. So that's what I want to leave you with is don't be afraid to challenge people on a discovery call and set the expectation that this is a two-way interview here. I've got to make sure that you're set up to succeed in my program, which means refer to part one that I just said. You need to actually know what those requirements are and be clear on them first. The third thing, we start talking about onboarding. And this is something that not a lot of coaches think about. Denise actually had a really, really good answer for this and a really good plan that she takes her clients through. And I would invite you to think about the same for your business. Once someone has signed the contract and they are a yes, and before the program and the coaching starts, there's a gap. And there's a gap where all sorts of expectations start to percolate, where all sorts of either a context is set for the journey that they're about to go on, or a context is not set and there can be more hiccups along the road, especially between the coach and the client. We know this. If you're an experienced coach, you've had difficult clients, you've had people project on you, you've had disappointments from clients in their results. And these things could have been easily preventable with more context setting, with stronger onboarding and stronger sales processes to begin with, of really being very grounded and very realistic with people of like, I can help you get here. If you're bringing this to the table, yep, we can go here. And here's what you can expect from the journey. A lot of people need the normalization of the ups and downs of a transformational experience, which we're talking about here as coaches. We're taking people through the fire. We're not just guiding them along on this, you know, step-by-step roadmap, and then they're going to get the glory and it's going to be really easy and you're always going to, you know, get along and they're always going to love you through the whole process. No way. There is going to be ups and downs. They are going to see their demons. They are going to project on you. You are probably going to feel resistance towards certain clients at certain times. And the more we can normalize
how a transformational experience really is from the inside, especially in a group dynamic. If you're running groups, this is a whole new skill set around holding space for the dynamics of the group and for people going through not only those ups and downs, but going through them at different times and getting different types of results in different amounts of time compared to each other and within the same space. It is a lot of energy to manage. That's why being a coach, I don't think people realize how challenging it really is. What a job we've signed up for. So the invitation for you is to just really think about that gap between they said yes and they starting the coaching. What do I need to help them know? And then what am I going to remind them of again and again and again as we go through this process to help them get the most of this experience and to really allow the space for the full range of the emotions and expression and frustrations and everything that's going to go on as they move towards a bigger version of themselves than they've ever seen before, whether it's in business or relationships or health or whatever your niche is. It doesn't matter, because when people are changing, change has different cycles. It can be difficult and it can be challenging to hold that space as the coach too. So there you go. We went on a little bit of a tangent there. There was a lot covered in this episode. I was really surprised what came out of Denise's initial question and then where we wound up. But I hope that this episode has been really useful for those of you, especially when you're running group programs, in terms of things to think about, how to differentiate your offers and how to create a sales process that's really integrous, that's really vetting people. It's really getting you and the clients on as much of the same page as possible so that they're set up to succeed in your container. And that's what we want as coaches, right?
Thanks so much for tuning into another episode of Million Dollar Spirit Business. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a minute and leave a review or shout us out on Instagram at Hey Elena Ray if you are loving the show. You can apply to be a guest on the show at elenaray.com/podcast. And you can check out our latest programs to help support you and your business at elenaray.com/programs. Thanks so much again for being here. Join me next week for another laser coaching session and some tangible business takeaways for your growing empire. See you then.